Well, dear family, we are getting major opposition. I have a beautiful piece of equipment from DigiDesign, the 003 rack, which is not working all of a sudden. Isn't that interesting? Well, this is a very important message. So the peace of the Lord be with you, and he is instructing us on how to keep our peace. It began tonight. I've been struggling with the temptation all day long. 2 days, something I wanted to buy, which I absolutely don't need, and especially because the Lord is coming back. So I have been struggling with my Black Panther, and because the Lord is coming back, I've just denied myself. And I'll tell you right now, you're going to hear some things in this message that are extra sounds that I normally edit out. But since my Pro Tools recording system went down mysteriously, I'm going to have to leave it in. So the Lord began, "I see you are believing." And I said, "Well, I'm trying, as well as trying to honor you, Lord. What good is my love without obedience?" "You were learning, Claire." "Lord, this self-denial thing is painful." He replied, "Disobedience is more painful in the end." "Yes, I know." "Well done. I know you're really fighting on a deep level. Let me help you, Claire." "Oh, please do, Lord." At that point, my head was a little downcast, and he said, "Little Claire, please lift up your head. Don't be downcast. I know it's hard, but purifying your heart is never easy. So little time left. This is the best thing you can be doing. Bear with me. Your heart is enlarging the more you fight off temptations." "Okay," I uttered from a truly quaking heart. So he began by saying what the topic was going to be, which is peace. When the world goes into turmoil, you will have peace. You, my brides, will all be prepared for what is coming. Not a one of you who has followed and obeyed my instructions will be terror-stricken like the rest of humanity, especially in the United States, because terror will break out everywhere. I have instructed you to stay in your homes because the turnkey event will incite the Muslims so horrifically that every soul will be out for blood. If you must go out anonymously. Remove your bumper stickers and jewelry and just be anonymous. But Lord, isn't that cowardice? No, it's called wisdom. Do you wish martyrdom? Then go ahead and be visible. However, remember, anyone who kills you sins, and you do not want to be responsible for their sin, do you? Okay, that's a perspective. What most don't realize is that there are Muslim groups everywhere, and I do mean everywhere. They have mapped out your country, and when a cell migrates or crosses your border illegally, they are assigned the empty spaces not occupied by other cells, according to population. Just like that tribal police officer in the middle of the wilderness near your mountain retreat, who knows the area like the back of his hand, they are everywhere. And that particular officer, I remember a few years ago, he looked at me and he said, "I'm a Muslim." And I answered him the way Mother Teresa used to answer the Hindus. And I said, "Well, be a good Muslim." And he looked at me again and he said, "I don't think you understand. I'm a Muslim." And I said, "Well, be a good Muslim." He was a little dumbfounded by that. But I guess being a good Muslim means cut my head off. Anyway, I wasn't aware of that at the time. I was pretty naive. The Lord continued, "This is why I'm asking my bride to lay low. I'm coming to rescue you, rest assured. But until then, keep a low profile. Do good where you can. Pray for the world and prepare your hearts for me. Even now, I am preparing your hearts to love me more and more. Even now, I am pouring the fragrant graces of love for me into your hearts in preparation for my arrival. O my bride, sit and bask in this fragrance. Let it fill you to overflowing. The more, the better. I will keep you in my peace when it all begins. Do what you can to express to your families what is taking place. Perhaps some will repent at the very last moment. Do not be swayed by the news. In fact, stay out of the news. It is poison. Rather, come to me for Ramos. Pray, and my peace will penetrate the most fragile of souls and bring you steadfast confidence, joy, and expectation amidst a world in chaos. Don't thrash about seeking relief here and there. You will only find more confusion. Rather, stay in an attitude of prayer, intercession, and worship. Yes, pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet often. It is powerful in times of crisis and will even cause a certain peace to descend in your house. Answer the questions of your relatives, but do not allow them to draw you into their panic. Politely excuse yourself from the phone if they begin to affect you. Better to send emails than to talk face to face. Yet, if there is repentance going on, face to face is better. That is, if you still have service in your area. The government will intervene to try and interrupt communications in many places or to use it to cause more fear. You know your God. Cleave to me, so not to be swayed by man. Pray Psalm 91 frequently, over and over again. I inhabit the praises of my people and bring much comfort to you from my word. And this is Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely you will save me from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. You will cover me with your feathers, and under your wings I will find refuge. Your faithfulness will be my shield and rampart. I will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. I will only observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge, and if you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake me and no disaster will come near my tent. For I will command my angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up on their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because you love me, says the Lord, I will rescue you. I will protect you, for you acknowledge my name. You will call on me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. The Lord continued, there is so much truth and grace with the prayerful meditation and recitation of this psalm. My loves, truly, terror is coming to your world, but I will lift you on high, far from harm's way, and you will exalt in my presence. Go now and do good in the time left to you. I am right behind you, your rear guard, and no harm will overtake you, no disaster come near your tent.